How should I take care of my succulent? A popular trend in the last few years has been growing indoor plants. They bring a wonderful freshness to our home, provide us with cleaner air, and overall add to an aesthetic environment. But what if we're not that great at keeping plants alive? Is there a way to still enjoy indoor greenery? Let's talk about succulents and how to care for them. Know the differences first of all. When you decide to adopt a plant, you need to recognize what species it is, so you can provide it with the care it needs. The same applies to succulents. There are quite a few kinds, and you should get familiar with them before making a decision. You can explore more about it here, https://succulentime.com. Here's a few of the most popular kinds of succulents. Ionium. There are about 35 of species of this type of succulent. They are very fleshy and glassy, with rosettes and grassy leaves. You should make sure they are in a sunny spot outdoors, or in a very bright and sunny position indoors. The Ionium needs very little watering due to them storing water in their leaves. Agave. The agave bloom in vibrant yellows, greens, and whites, with bell-shaped flowers, and can grow to be 2 meters in height. When caring for an agave, you should make sure their soil is rocky or sandy, they have full exposure to the sun, and that you don't water them a lot, only when their soil is dry. Gasteria. The gasteria is a very unique-looking succulent, with thick and fleshy long leaves that are rounded at the ends. They would usually be striped and have no spikes. You should water the gasteria generously in the summer, but not as much in the winter months. Make sure to water directly on the soil, try to leave the leaves untouched. Apuntia. The apuntia is a very well-recognized kind of succulent, looking like a prickly pear with a colorful flower on the top when it blooms. It has 100 species, most possesses large and round spikes. When growing indoor, ensure they have a very bright spot, and water twice a month in summer, and once a month in the winter time. In summary, like any other living thing, different succulents have different needs. To make sure you give your plant the best environment for them to flourish, match their environment to the species.